What I will do, I have to go back to read the translation from 4th, because that was given the last class was given till 3rd. So I read the translation from 4th, then we come to this. Thus the demons remain silent, posing the desire of demigods. Seeing the demons and understanding their motive, the personality of Godhead smiled. Without discussion, he immediately accepted their proposal by grasping the tail of the snake, and the demigods followed him. After thus adjusting how the snake was to be held, the sons of Kashyapa, both demigods and demons, began their activities, desiring to get nectar by churning the ocean of milk. Ocean of Pandu dynasty, when Mandara mountain was thus being used as a churning rod in the ocean of milk, it had no support, and therefore, although held by the strong hands of the demigods and demons, it sank into the water. Because the mountain had been sunk by the strength of providence, the demigods and demons were disappointed and their faces seemed to shrivel. Okay, translation for this one. Seeing the situation that had been created by the will of the Supreme, the unlimitedly powerful Lord, whose determination is infallible, took the wonderful shape of a tortoise, entered the water, and lifted the great mountain Mandara. Purport. Here is a evidence that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Controller of everything. As we have previously described, there are two classes of men, the demons and the demigods, but neither of them are supremely powerful. Everyone has experienced that hindrances are imposed upon us for the supreme power. The demons regard these hindrances, I cannot pronounce this word, hindrances, as mere accident or chance. But devotees accept them to be acts of the supreme ruler when faced with hindrances. Therefore, devotees pray to the Lord, Tate anukampam susumiksmano bhunjayate vatma kritam vivikam. Devotees endure hindrances, accepting them to be caused by the Supreme Personality of God, and regarding them as benedictions. Demons, however, being unable to understand the Supreme Controller, regard such hindrances as accidental. Here, of course, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present personally. It was by his will that there were hindrances. I really need to learn this. Hindrances, okay. And by his will, those, there's so many places these words. Hindrances were removed. Okay, who pronounced right? Okay. The Lord appeared as a tortoise to, just on my case. The Lord appeared as a tortoise to support the great mountain. Sitiriha vipulatare tavatisthati prishte. The Lord held the great mountain on his back. Kesavadrita kurma sarira jaya jagadi sahari. Dangers can be created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh. And they can also be removed by him. This is known to be to devotees. But demons cannot understand it. Namam duskritino mura prapada yante naradama. Maya aprita jnana asuram bhava sasrita. So let me go back and read slowly. And please together we understand this. It's from the same book and from 5th canto. And I cannot explain so many things, but while I'm reading, then you can grasp the whole thing. I may explain a little bit, whatever I know. So, this is the story, you could say, about the beautiful mountain which has... What does mountain call? He or she? She. She, right? is only certain time or all the time? Okay, whatever it is. In our country, there is three mountains together, we call three sisters. That's what we call Fiji, three sisters, the mountains. He or she. So, the demigods and the demons made an armistice between them. This is very small writing. Arranging to produce nectar by churning the ocean of the milk, Mandara mountain. But the main trouble in the churning the milk ocean, and the main element why they did it, intention was for getting nectar, to get it more. Therefore, with great strength, the demons and the demigods, who were all very powerful and who had long, stout arms, uprooted mountain Mandara. Crying very loudly, they brought it towards the ocean of milk. Right? They bring the whole mountain. This mountain was associated with other mountains. I'm going to read their names. They were together, always friends. So this one was lifted. However, the Mount Mandara was solid gold and thus extremely heavy because of the gold. And because of conveying the great mountain for a long, long distance, King Indra, Maharaj Bali and their associates became fatigued. Suddenly, the mountain slipped from their hands, fell down and smashed many demigods and demons. Most of them were killed and survivors were frustrated and disheartened. Their arms, thighs and shoulders were broken. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who knows everything, appeared on the back of the courier, Garuda, observing the most of the demons and demigods had been crushed by the falling of the mountain. The Lord glanced over them and brought them back to life. Thus, they became free from grief and they even had no bruises. What is that? On their bodies. Then the Lord very easily lifted Mountain Mandara with one hand and placed it in the back of the Garuda. What was the width and the length of that tortoise? Does anyone know? Then you can measure the bottom part of the mountain. Okay, I read another one, this part, right? This is from 5th canto, about Mandara mountain. I'll explain a little bit about that. The planetary system, listen to this one. The planetary system Bhumandal resembles a lotus flower and its seven islands, the whole of the flower. The length and the breadth of the island Jambudvip are 8 million miles. And above 9 divisions of the land, each land is 72,000 miles. There are 8 mountains that mark the boundaries of these divisions and separate them nicely. In that divisions, there is division named Ilavritaha. And within Ilavritaha, there is a mountain called Sumeru Mountain. Sumeru Mountain is made with what? Gold? Yeah, it's gold. Made with gold. Like gold, you can go there. Sumeru Mountain is made with gold, and the height of the mountain is how much? 800,000 miles. That's the height of Sumeru Mountain. How long that is? 800,000. From here to where? Any cosmology calculation? Something? Right? And on the south of Ilavritaha Varsha, there is mountain called, okay, these are the brothers, hopefully. Nisada, or sisters. Nisada, Hemakuta, Himalaya. Himalaya, that means they are friends. Nisada and Hemakuta are the friends of Himalaya mountain. This mountain, which is close to Nepal, this mountain mark the boundaries of three Varsha. Right. Three Varshas are, now you can hear, Kimpurusa, Harivarsha, and Bharat Varsha, which is India. So, Mandara mountain is not very far from India. From there you can travel. So, on the four sides of the great mountain, Sumeru, right? Now the Sumeru is there. You can imagine the Sumeru is there. on the four sides of Sumeru mountain is called Mandara mountain. There is one mountain called Mandara mountain, another mountain called Meru mountain, and another one is Kumuda mountain, and another one is Suparshva mountain. The length and height of these mountains are 80,000 miles. So that means the Mandara mountain was 80,000 miles tall mountain Krishna, the demigods were carrying. That long. It's both height and length. That big mountain they were carrying. On top of that, there was a gold on top of that. Not only gold like just the gold there, but building made with the golds. Because why? That mountain belongs to the denizens of heaven. That's what it belongs to. Oh, that's their boundary. We cannot. It's only for the demigods. And I'll also explain about the beautiful mango tree and how big the mango tree is. How the mango is, how big. And I was saying yesterday, we're going to read this. On this mountain, there is a rose apple tree, mango tree, kadamba tree, and banyan trees. These trees are, I tell you how tall they are, 8,800 miles tall trees. Right. Between these four mountains, there are four huge lakes. Between these mountains, there are four huge lakes. Milk lake, honey lake, and sugarcane juice lake. And sugarcane juice we don't find in UK. So you can put a pipe there and bring it something like that into Bhaktivedanta Vena. And pure water. Pure water. No juice, pure water. On the lower slopes of the mountain, Mandara mountain, is a mango tree. Okay, look at this. What is the name of that mango tree? Anyone read Srimad Bhagavatam? Quick. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto. It's similar to the name of our demigod. Devakuta. That's the name of a tree. So imagine, 8,800 miles tall tree called Devakuta. And the mango in the tree is the size of a peak of a mountain. And almost skinless. Just like, you know, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, there's mango eating, but for one year they were enjoying the mango, but without skin. And all the time they eat, they want to dance and sing. So this is a demigod mango, please. And is the mango tree, okay, it's a 1,100 yojanas, is same, 8,800. If you, one yojana, you know how to calculate yojana. One yojana is 8 miles? Yeah, that's good. Now you read Bhagavatam. 8 miles is called yojana. So when you drive 8 miles, your car, we go for Sankirtan, whatever. As soon as 1 8 miles cover, that means you have covered one Vedic calculation, 8 yojana. Just like the Garbhodak ocean is 287 million miles deep, and in that ocean, Lord Shesha is holding, Krishna, Balaram is holding the universe. If he slips the universe, we go down in the sea. That's the deep. And mangoes are huge as a mountain peak, sweet as a nectar. Denizens who of heaven enjoy that fruit actually fall from such a height that they break. Okay, so when the mango falls from the tree, it breaks, and the juices cascades from the mountain into waterfalls. No more better. No pure water waterfalls, mango juice waterfall. Okay, do good for festivals. And this waterfall becomes a river called Arunodha. Now the same juice become the river. So there is a mango river, a mango juice river as well. Oh, I explained this one. The tortoise on which the mountain was rested was extended all the side beneath the mountain was 800,000 miles, like a large island. So almost Krishna himself became a tortoise, like a size of an island, and holding the mountain. And then when demigods and demons were rotating the mountain, for Krishna it was a scratch. This was written. For Vishnu it was just like someone scratch you a little bit for that much pain. Not pain, but it's like fun for him. For the Lord, the mountain rotating was only a scratch. To encourage the demigods and the demon, the Lord entered. Okay. Now it's written here in this chapter that how could the demons and the demigods could rotate this big mountain? It was not actually done by them. But Krishna, in the different modes, mode of goodness, patience and ignorance, he entered into them. Krishna was sitting on top of the mountain, and Krishna was also as a kurma roop, as a tortoise body. He was in beneath the mountain, and while actually they were carrying it, the beginning they tried to churn the milk with the mountain, but then there was no support, so the mountain sank. And then Lord Vishnu, in the form of a kurma, he lifted the mountain and let them rotate for churning the milk. But the demons and the demigods and Vasuki. So Lord Vishnu entered into Vasuki's body, Lord Vishnu entered into demon's body, and Lord Vishnu entered into demigod's body. So actually, the whole mountain chaining was done by Lord Vishnu. And that's what happening to us, everyone, as well, whatever we do in our life. Wrong things, that's our fault. Right thing is Krishna's. So everything is cause of all causes. Swara Param Krishna Sachida Ananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govind Sarva Karan Karanam. So actually it was done by Vishnu, and he entered into them because they had no power. You said they were crushed. And then the demigods and demons walked madly, and why they were doing mostly, they were saying that they were after the nectar. And the demons were so obsessed to hold the front part of the Vasuki snake, just on the side of her front part. But they didn't realize, Radha Gokula Ananda Ki Jai, they didn't realize that the fire, when the Vasuki will be wrapped around the mountain and when they will chain it, the fire which emanates from the mouth of the Ananta Sesh, you know, that Vasuki, so demons, they didn't realize that they will burn by that, and they were actually burned by that. And in the beginning, actually, Lord Vishnu and the demigods hold the front part, the face part of Vasuki. But then the demons were arguing with them. We are pious people. We have born in a Vedic family and all these things. So they said that we want the head part of that. But then Lord Vishnu says, okay, go ahead. You can take that part. But while they were churning the milk because of the power of that heat, they were also burning. Lord Vishnu was actually churning the milk. So this is, I wrote it from the fifth canto. And I read another part, last one, which is two parts. I read the summary actually. Then you can read this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing in his incarnation as a tortoise dove into the ocean to carry Mandara Mountain on his back. And first the churning of the ocean produced hala, hala, hala. No, Kalakuta poison. That was the name actually. Kalakuta. Halahal. But another name is Kalakuta. Everyone feared this poison. But who took the poison? Shivaya. While they were churning the milk, the ocean milk, the first thing actually it came. First thing came, the poison was. First thing. And then poison was, there was so much poison, and then there was no control. So they went, demigods and demons, they went in order of Lord Vishnu to beg Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva satisfied them by drinking it with the understanding that when the nectar was generated from the churning, they would share it equally. The demigods and the demons brought Vasuki to be used as the rope for the chaining rope. By the expert arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons held the snake near the mouth, whereas the demigods held the tail of the great snake. Then, with great endeavor, they began pulling the snake in both directions. Because the chaining rod, Mount Mandara, was very heavy and was not held by any support in the water, it sank into the ocean, and in this way the prowess of both and the demons and the demigods was vanquished. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then appeared in the form of a tortoise and supported the, here's a summary, supported Mandara mountain on his back. Then the churning resumed with a great force. As a result of a churning, a huge amount of poison was produced. The Prajapatis, seeing no one else to save them, approached Lord Shiva and offered him prayers full of truth. Lord Shiva is called what? Ashutosh, because he is very pleased. If one is a devotee, therefore he easily agreed to drink all the poison generated by the churning. And Goddess Durga, who's supposed to stop her, Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, was not at all disturbed when Lord Shiva agreed to drink the poison, for she knew Lord Shiva's prowess. What is the another word of prowess? The right word, tell me, please. One is strength? Power, strength, the same thing. Okay. Indeed, she expressed her pleasure at this agreement. Then Lord Shiva gathered the devastating poison, which was everywhere. He took it on his hand and drank it. After he drank the poison, his neck became... That's why he called what? Nilkanth, everyone knows that. Okay. A small quantity of the poison dropped from his hands to the ground, and it became the poison that there were poisonous snakes. So, okay. So the extra poison which was dripping while Lord Shiva was drinking went down, and it was taken by the scorpions, snakes, toxic plants, and the poisonous things in this world. So anything which is, no, say poison, that means the extra one went there, inside there. So all consumed. Now whatever went in there. So it, okay, the last one here. I read the last one before you become hungry. Appearing like another mountain, the Lord manifested himself as a summit in the Mount Mandara and held it with one hand. And then demigods and the demons walked almost madly for the nectar, encouraged by the Lord, who was above and below the mountain. Right, you can see here. The Lord was above and below the mountain, and thus had entered the demigods, the demons, the mountain itself, and the great thousand-headed serpent, Vasuki. The entire ocean became turbulent from the violent churning, and the fish, tortoises, and snakes became most agitated. While the ocean was being churned into this way, the first produced fiercely dangerous poison was Hala-Hala. Hala, hala, hala. When that uncontrollable poison was forcibly spreading up and down directly, all the demigods, the same thing which I read. So, this is all about this text here. And let's go back to the purport. Here is evidence that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme controller of everything. Ishwara Param Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. As we have previously described, so this is another good point where Prabhupada wrote that when a devotee is in a difficulty, he perceives some suffering in his life, in daily devotional practice or whatever, then he prays, Tatte anukampam susumiksmano bhunjate yavatma kritam vikam. Devotees endure hindrances, accepting them to be the cause of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, regarding them as the benedictions for their own benefit. So, then the demons, and being unable to understand the supreme control, regard the hindrances, the demons cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and their power. That's why, they're in the stage of Namam Duskritana Mura, Prapadyante Naradama, Maya Priti Gyana, Asuram Bhava Asuram. The demons, they cannot understand Krishna. And there's four kind of people who come to Krishna consciousness. Who are they? And there's four kind of people who don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Person. Chaturmida bhajate mam jana sukritino arjuna jana sukritino arjuna artho jignasur artharthi jnani cha bharat sarva. And then four kind of people don't come. Namam duskrituno mudha prapadyante naradham, lowest among mankind. Maya pritigyana, person whose knowledge has been stolen by Maya. Maya pritigyana asuram, the demons who are this, cannot understand devotional service. And then, you know that song, it's written the last part, that song, Jai Jagadish Hari, the Kurma, when he was chaining the mountains. So there were so many things came while chaining the mountains. But the ultimate conclusion for all this creation from the spiritual kingdom, Golok Vrindavan, to all this Vrajariva, Virajariva, and all this material creation, and all us, we practice in devotional service, the conclusion is to come together to chant the pure holy name. That's only the conclusion. If someone chants the pure holy name, he's studying the Vedas, scriptures. Association, sadhu sang, naam kirtan, bhagavat shravan, murti seva, mathuravas. That's, devotee's life has to be more, supposed to mold like that all the time. That's supposed to be our life and soul. Sadhu sang, naam kirtan, bhagavat shravan, murti seva, mathuravas. This is Mathura, and this is murti seva is happening here, and this chanting happening here all the time. This is bhagavat shravan and sadhu sang. And it's so nice, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. As well, you can see here in the Bhaktivedanta Mena, there is a nice program, www.ww.com. You know what it means by that? Can someone tell me? This is a nice preaching. This is one of the best preaching I could ever see in Mena. Right? Mena has Sangha group, Mena has school programs, Mena has university programs, colleges, Sankirtan, book distribution, Mena has amazing Harinams. But what is this www.ww.com? Yes. I wrote it yesterday. www.wweekendwarrior.com. And then congregation preaching, Mena education, seminars, festivals. Best is festivals, actually. Always some festival here. And then devotees are absorbed. The same four things. Four, five things. Sadhu sang naam kirtan bhagavat shravan murti seva mathuravas. I got another 4 minutes. So, recently I explained you something. There was a, if we can analyze in our present life, in the situation of this world. About 3-4 months ago, I wrote one article on, I usually write articles on the Planet ISKCON. I send. There was one article, contemporary article, about the disasters, natural disasters from 16th or 15th century. Whatever, 15. I was getting in the computer and collecting all the natural disasters, including from the body, from the in destructions of this world, everything. And there was no, I could not even count the numbers, how much they were there. It, till now even, natural disasters happening now even, in our body and outside world as well. But there is only one conclusion Prabhupada said in a lecture, how to minimize that and stop and avoid not to think so much and absorb so much that even disaster is very close to you, you become unagitated. What is that? Yeah. Purely chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya's movement is so powerful. It's a rain. It's a rain cloud. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. When the rain showers from the cloud, it doesn't matter. It goes in the soft soil, it goes in the hard soil. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't discriminate. So Srimad Bhagavatam is given by, actually this book is only access for Paramhamsas. This Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion or instructions or Isopanishad is nothing to do with us. I mean, there's advanced devotees as well. It's for them. But it's only for Paramhamsas who are in our society and actually for the Paramhamsas. But Prabhupada made so easily available these writings of Vyasadeva, which is, we cannot even think about to think of touching it. It's only access for the Paramhamsas. Now it's being distributed in a piece form in a book distribution. And people have no access for Srimad Bhagavatam and scriptures. They're reading this Bhagavatam, which is a Sankirtan devotee in doing a great service. That's amazing. So this is why Lord Chaitanya's mercy in the form of this Sankirtan movement It's like a rain cloud. You know, in a cloud, when the rain, it goes in. Ocean doesn't need the so much. I mean, ocean want to drink water because ocean water is salty. So we want to drink some water, so we get some water there. But it goes everywhere, soft soil, hard soil. So I was writing this article, and then it's like it took me about four, five, six pages, and detail about, I was writing about every country where everything happens. But then ultimately when I come to the whole planet, everywhere is disaster. And this is on the point of a last disaster where the thing can inhalate, including our body. And even our body also is a kind of a disaster. It's made for us to save Krishna in this body, but also so much problem, psychological problem, financial problem, and what else? Physical, so many things comes. But there is one thing we can stick to, and that's only the genuine thing which helps us to constantly think and maintain ourselves in Krishna consciousness. And that's same, sadhu sang, naam kirtan, bhagavad shravan, murti seva, mathura vas. But the ultimate conclusion, the last part, anything to do with the last part is pure holy name. Pure holy name is everything. Everything emanates from there. When Krishna says, aham sarvasyo, aham means Krishna's holy name. That aham, Krishna, is non-different. Naam chintamani, Krishna's chaitana rasa vigraha, purno suddho nitya mukto avinitam naam namino. Prabhupada used to say that, I have given the philosophy. He was given one lecture in Australia on the airport. He says, I think it was his arrival lecture, whatever. He says that I have given everything. If you don't have energy, enough intelligence to read, just chant purely. So when you chant purely, yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasaita kathita artha prakasante mahatmana. This knowledge, katha, if you have, by purely trying to chant purely, you will develop the complete faith in the spiritual master and the person Krishna as a holy name. And then, yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasaita kathita artha. The katha, the import of the knowledge will reveal to you in your heart. Why you need to read? Because the knowledge is already in the heart. You just sit down and speak. Because you have a faith, but without pride, without self-subtle motivation. Our main aim in our society is to do any service without any motivation. Even the subtle thought of motivation as well is dangerous. Kirtan, bhajan, classes, preaching, even the association as well. It's only for the purpose of the deity. It's only for the purpose of unmotivated. Nirmat charanam satam vedyam vatsam sivadam tranetutam mulanam. This Bhagavatam Puran is spotless, so we practice our life spotless. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Do you have any quiz, questions?